You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
This song, this music always puts a smile on my face. It really does. We're in the final hour here, final hour before the weekend. Mark Melusis in for Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, of course. It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. Let's walk aboard right now. Pete Futek joins us, collegefootballnews.com here on this Friday evening. Good evening, Pete. How are you? Ken and Mark with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this evening.
Everything's going all right. How's Ken and Mark going tonight?
We're doing pretty good. Well, you know, we're an hour away from the weekend. You might already be in the weekend after this, maybe after this radio hit. Maybe your weekend starts.
But you work in betting and sports, so there is no such thing as a weekend.
Well, that's true. I got Euro literally all day. Pete, Euro soccer all day. U.S. Open at night, which is like the stupidest thing to say out loud. And then obviously we keep getting prepped for obviously Major League Baseball, NBA playoffs tonight and everything. And then we keep getting prepped for NFL and for college football. We've started doing some college football on Fridays, you know, and we're going to do that a lot going forward this summer as just kind of, you know, whet the appetite basically for people that are starting to get really, you know, Phil Steele's guide is going to print and everyone's retweeting that, which is one of those like the symbols the summer that college football season is kind of upon us, obviously. And we start to have people start to write their previews for various websites. I know you'll have content that I'm sure you're producing as well. Just kind of give me, let's just start very simply, the one thing above all others that you're looking forward to, excited about the most with this college football season would be what?
Super seniors. It's the one part of this whole thing, and it's, you know, not to dog anybody who's going to print, but it's, you know, that's why the web world is so crazy, because with the transfer portal and with the super senior aspect of this and how the depth charts are going to be changing up now, you know, having been in the print world of stuff before, it was hard then. You can't do it now because, again, on a daily basis, if you're a starting quarterback, and all of a sudden you don't win the starting job, you're looking to somewhere else and you can leave and transfer free and clear. So there's that. And then the super senior factor is the biggest aspect of this year, where it's like every single team. So basically what happened was all these seniors got, actually basically everyone got a year of extra eligibility because of the COVID year. Right. And shock of shocks, instead of wanting to go into the real world and get a job, everyone decided they wanted to come back for a sixth year of college and not do anything but play football, because that's
understandable.
So what you've got now are all these teams with like an insane amount of starters back, like every team except some of the big boys who lost, you know, like in Alabama who lost everyone to the draft. Everyone else gets like 23 starters back, and they're all grown-ass 24-year-old men. You know, so what you're going to have across the college football landscape now, no, it's not like Ole Miss is going to win the national championship, but that's a tougher game this year because they get just about everybody back. And that's for team after team after team in the Power Five conferences, which are going to make every week just that much harder for the bigger boys.
You know, Pete, I wanted to ask you on the first point you mentioned about quarterback competitions, right, and then going into the transfer portal. What quarterback competitions, you know, when we look at the major conferences, are you keeping an eye on where you think if someone doesn't win out that they might be looking to leave?
Pretty much. There's not any specific one because the quarterback situations are relatively set among the biggest of the big places. But what you do have is all four of the college football playoff teams of last year have a new starting quarterback. Now, DJ Uiagalelei is, you know, the number one overall pick when he's coming out next year, or 2 years, actually. So it's not like there's like a massive drop-off from Trevor Lawrence. You know, but you're still asking a guy like Bryce Young, who was a top overall recruit, to follow in the footsteps of Mac Jones and Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts. You know, so that's kind of hard to do. So you've got these big teams who have to come up with new starting talent that was at the level of the old starting talent. And so you don't really have too many massive quarterback battles at this point, because the ones that are a battle on the mid to lower level are probably settled after spring ball. And the guys kind of know where they are going already. So really, at this point, the starters are set there. But is it the overall depth chart is going to be very interesting really fast come fall camp.
Pete, I know that you alluded to this already, so the amount of returning production is so much higher this year than it normally is because everybody took the extra year of eligibility. I know typically there are usually a couple teams each year that really stand out from a returning production standpoint. So last year, like BYU would have been one of those teams. Northwestern definitely would have been one of those teams. They obviously ended up having a really successful season, which nobody really saw coming. Are there, you mentioned everybody's got like, you know, 11 starters coming back on both sides of the ball. So maybe the answer is 60 teams. Are there a couple teams that you kind of look at and you just go like, I can't believe how much they have coming back. Are there any that stand out?
Everybody. And I'm not hyperbolic here. Everybody has everybody coming back except for Alabama and Ohio State. It's insane. I mean, even at the highest of levels, like Clemson, who, okay, yeah, they lost. You know, they lost Trevor Lawrence, you know, a generational talented quarterback, and lose Travis Etienne, the ACC's all-time greatest running back. And okay, they're going to step back. I think a step back, but not really, because it's got lost in the mix of last year that all those superstar talents that they were able to recruit on defense were pretty much hurt. You know, all due respect to Notre Dame and winning the game that they did, but Clemson was missing a slew of parts to that team. So they come back pretty much loaded. Oklahoma gets just about everybody back. And it is just insane. All our key previews are going up on the site now. We're going to have them all up next week at this time, but we're going team by team up there. And every single team has, it's just no joke, like 9 or 10 starters back on each side of the ball. It's everybody this year.
We're talking to Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com. All right, Pete, when you look at it, you know, championship odds board to win the college football title this year, you know, Alabama the favorite right now, +225, Clemson +300, you know, Georgia's 7-1, Oklahoma +650. How deep do you think national championship contention goes?
You can't go further than that. I mean, Texas A&M might be one of those teams to look at, only because if you look at their schedule, even though it is, you know, the SEC West, and like I just said, everyone gets everybody back. But if they can figure out their quarterback situation pretty quick, and it looks like they have, but they lose Kellen Mond, a 4-year starter of the Minnesota Vikings, they get everybody else back. And their schedule is not all that bad. They get Alabama at home. I think the one nasty game is at LSU at the end of the season. But that's one of those teams that's going to be kind of just outside of the top five on the board. That's at the very least going to have a shot at getting there to the college football playoff. And in this year, all it takes is that one extra loss. And to me, a team like Alabama, you know, you look at who they've lost. I mean, it's Alabama. You replace everybody always. But they just lost the guy who had the most efficient passing season in the history of college football. They lost a Heisman-winning wide receiver. They lost another wide receiver who's better than the Heisman-winning wide receiver. They lost a running back who probably should have won the Heisman. They lose 3 guys off the line to the NFL. I know you just replaced them with other guys, and their defense is going to be a killer. But again, in this year where you get so many teams with so much talent back, it's going to be hard for Bama to get through this thing unscathed. Again, when you've got Texas A&M who gets everybody back, you got LSU that's going to be a whole lot better. Georgia is going to be an absolute killer. And that's just, you know, SEC. That's not even talking about the rest of college football all the way around.
Pete, you know, follow-up question just related to the SEC, because we think about, you alluded to it, the quarterback turnover. So, yeah, like, teams are getting a lot of guys back, but the quarterbacks for the top teams, A&M replacing Kellen Mond, obviously Mac Jones is an Alabama's quarterback. Bryce Young is going to be Alabama's quarterback, and people might be like, who's Bryce Young? And my answer is, you'll find out really soon who Bryce Young is, because he's probably awesome. JT Daniels instead of Stetson Bennett, you know, who started the year, basically, for Georgia. I mean, pretty straightforward question. You got Bryce Young, you got Daniels, you got some of the other guys filling in. You got, you know, Matt Corral at Ole Miss. Who's the best quarterback in the SEC?
Yeah. Oh, the SEC. Yeah. It's good. Yeah, Corral is right up there. Emory Jones at Florida, that's another one of those you're going to find out who he is very quickly. Look at Auburn's situation. I mean, you know, they just got T.J. Finley in the transfer portal from LSU, and they already had Bo Nix. That's a pretty good situation. You probably got to, going on brand name, you got to assume Bryce Young is going to be the next big-time playmaker there in the SEC. But that's kind of the world we're living in now, is that every single year a new guy steps up. Like, how is Mac Jones going to be better than what Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts gave Alabama? Well, it turns out he was. And these guys just come in so ready that there's just no down period. They just, you know, fill in and keep going in these offenses. But to answer your question, I would go with Corral, because, again, you lose Elijah Moore, but they get everybody back on that offense. It's going to be an absolute killer.
Pete, when you know, I was asking about championship contention, you know, when you look at some of the totals that are out there, you know, is there a team that you think is being undervalued, a program out there that's being overvalued here early on? And I get the transfer portal, the super seniors and all of that. But when you look at the upcoming college football season, someone that can maybe supersede what the expectations are right now, or when you look at the win totals?
Yeah, the problem, win totals is the interesting part here. But for national championship, it's so hard, only because, first of all, you got to just get there. And then you got to assume, okay, just getting there isn't enough. So if you look at a team like Oklahoma, that's one of the superstar programs that gets everybody back. Their defense is awesome. Spencer Rattler is back, and as we alluded to before, all these teams that don't have a quarterback anymore or have a new quarterback, well, Spencer Rattler's there, and this is where third year he makes that jump up. But okay, but let's say Oklahoma gets there. Now they got to win two games. You know, that's not a given for this program ever, and that's the hard part of this. I kind of like, depending on where you're getting it, I kind of like the idea of Georgia. Because you talked about JT, you brought up JT Daniels. That's been the one big fatal flaw of the Kirby Smart era. Look, Jake Fromm was fine. He came within an overtime of winning a national championship. And I know there are other circumstances involved, but they lost Justin Fields and they kept Jake Fromm. And so, again, there are other circumstances, but that was part of the equation. And JT Daniels was hurt. Still getting over his torn ACL early on last year. But Stetson Bennett, you know, good story, good idea. But no, you don't win a national championship with Stetson Bennett. And the stats are just astounding for when JT Daniels came in, where to the history of the recent history of Georgia football, they're just, the yards per attempt weren't there. They did not push the ball down the field until those final four games with JT Daniels there. Now they got a real quarterback who can push the ball. And I think that's going to be the one thing that's been missing from this Georgia team. So that's a team that's got the talent. They recruit right there with Alabama, you know, Ohio State, all the other big boys, if not better. That's a team that can get into the tournament and win it. In terms of probably overvalued win total, I'm not sure what you're seeing on the board, but I know Iowa State gets everybody back. And that's going to be the darling of college football, but the Big 12 is going to be a whole lot better across the board again. And I know I keep harping on this, but it's such a big deal. Like, everybody gets so much back. It's going to be hard for Iowa State to do what they did last year, especially with so many good teams in the Big 12 this year. So with the win total is probably, I'm going to guess, on the board, it's probably 9.5, if not 10.
That's correct.
Probably
it's 9.5.
A little bit high.
Yeah.
Yep, 9.5 for Iowa State. And they've been definitely a hot team that a lot of people have been on. Pete, we have about like 60, 90 seconds left. Obviously, the big story in college football, maybe that doesn't impact this season, but that everybody's talking about, is the expansion of the playoff potentially. Just kind of your thoughts on the 12-team proposal, where you think we might be going, and how awesome it is here in about 60, 90 seconds.
Great. Yeah, it's great. I your naturally knee-jerk reaction is to think it's going to stink, they're going to screw this up. But if they go through with this, it looks like they got it kind of right. You're right. That could be for this year or next year, but it could happen in 2023 season. But the fun part about this is everyone kind of wins. If you're one of the big boys, now there's a safety net, because if you can't finish in the top four, you're probably going to finish in the top 11 or 12. It really has to be 11. If you're one of the group of five programs and win the conference championship, now you got a shot to get into this and just, you know, take your cuts. If you're a mid-range program like Wisconsin, for example, who has won the most games of any Power 5 program to not get into the tournament, now they're probably going to be in this. If you're Northwestern or Iowa State last year, or if you're Indiana last year, Indiana would have made the freaking college football playoff. So it just adds a whole lot more excitement and more teams into the mix.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Pete Futek, CollegeFootballNews.com. Hey, Pete, we appreciate the time here on this Friday night. Have yourself a good weekend, all right?
You got it. Have a good one, guys.
You got it. Pete Futek giving you his thoughts. And yeah, I mean, we're eventually going to see it. I mean, Pete gave you his thoughts on the expansion of the playoffs. I mean, Ken, more and more revenue, more and more money. Everyone wants to make more money. So, you know, eventually they could take back New Year's Day, all the things that you've heard, you know, a lot of pundits talk about after, you know, that got floated out there. We're eventually going to see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's capitalism. It's college football has always been a business. A business is always about making as much money as possible. You make more money by expanding the playoff, you know, selling those TV rights, having those standalone games. I mean, that's like everything it's about. And so it makes perfect logical sense that's where we're headed.
UFC's got a fight night card this weekend. We'll welcome aboard Nick Kalikas from Circus Sports, risk supervisor there. Nick will join us next. It's You Better You Bet right here on the BetQL Audio Network.